Tell me, what is the difference between a web app and a mobile app?
That's a really good question. There's been a little bit of confusion about that, too. Here in the Mobile Program Management Office, we've actually defined kind of four different pieces of mobile products. One is text messaging, you know, SMS, and that's the stuff that you see teenagers doing on the bus all the time. The second area that we talk about is a mobile website. And what a mobile website is a site that has a website that has been optimized to provide that same content on a mobile device. So it's faster, it's smaller. The third area, the third type of product is a mobile web app. And what this is, it basically is a website, but it's optimized for a single or a narrow type of purpose. And so the idea for a mobile web app is that it's not the entire site, but it functions as an app, but it is not native to a specific device. So it could be served on any device, any time. And a good example of this is actually the GPO had a budget app, which is a website that has been optimized for mobile. And that would be a mobile web app. So it's not the entire site. It's just this level of content. And then the fourth type of product that we talk about are native apps. And those are the ones that are built for specific devices, whether they be Android or BlackBerry, Windows Phone or iPads, for example. And those applications actually are downloaded to the device and that they're run on that device and provide a little computer program that runs there. Sometimes they access web information, sometimes not. So you can see that these lines are a little bit blurry, but there really are four different products that we're talking about.
Now, I've heard you talk about that list of four before, and the one that I never got was the text messaging piece of it until the last time I went to a Caps game. And I went there, and they flashed something up on the screen, text whatever to whatever number, and we'll send you information about, you know, the game and all that kind of jazz. So I tried it just to see what would happen, and it clicked as soon as I got the first pushback from them what this means as far as being able to push and pull information, too, through text messaging. Is that what you're getting at when including this with these other kinds of apps?
Sure, that's exactly right. And so for people who don't have phones that could access the website or they have low bandwidth, they actually could get information from text messaging. There's a great program that HHS has been running called Text for Babies. And they actually have a public-private partnership. And what they were able to do is women could sign up and say when their due date was, and then they would be receiving texts intermittently based upon where they were in their pregnancy. And so that's just a way to kind of convey information to people in a timely fashion using, you know, really the simplest piece of mobile devices.
Now, I have a theory. You and I talked when apps first started to become more popular and agencies first started to think about them, and we saw a fair amount of them that were native apps. And I had a theory that's developed over time, and I want to run it by and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong. It seems to me that for government purposes, the mobile web or the mobile web app is the better solution because it's not locked into one particular device or OS or whatever. Is that, do you think that's a reasonable theory?
Well, it's any theory is good, Francis, but I'm not going to quite disagree with you. It really always comes down to kind of what your audience is doing. So if you have an audience that is primarily using apps, that are downloading apps onto their devices, and then that would make the most sense. There's some features that you actually can't access on the phone if you're using it via a website rather than an app. So whether it be the camera or whether it be kind of the GPS, those are some features that you may want to have built into an app rather than a phone. So it really depends upon your audience and what you're trying to do. And you know, Francis, last time we talked, all I kept saying was strategy, strategy, strategy. You really need to get the audience, what you want them to accomplish, and your mission aligned.
Mm-hmm. How do I do that analysis to try to determine that strategy?
Well, I think that there are some tools that you have that are available to you right now. I mean, ultimately, you need to start from – all agencies need to start from where their mission space is. Really, what are they trying to accomplish? And then identify, are there things that their audience, their stakeholders, are interested in doing in a mobile way? So, for example, people are not going to necessarily be interested in completing the federal student financial aid form. That's near and dear to my current heart. on a device because there's a lot of information to complete on it. But they may want to be able to check updates on what the status is of that. So part of it is like you might want to put the entire application on there, but you may want to put parts that people would want in a mobile anytime, anywhere scenario. And so that's part of it, doing the analysis of, you know, who you're trying to reach and what actually is mobile about what you're trying to do.
The thing that I wonder is, you were talking with me before we went on the air that you were at the FedScoop event today. When you go to these events, what do your peers in government who are trying to learn more about mobile apps and so on ask you the most about mobile policy?
Well, I think that there's actually two questions. One is the one that we were addressing just now, which is, you know, what is the best way for me to convey this information? Should I do an app? Should I do a mobile website? That continues. It's a very pragmatic question, and it's really important because you had to figure out what to do with your resources. But one of the things that we're hearing more recently, and I actually had 3 or 4 calls about it just this week, and we're seeing an uptick on it, is really how do we look at mobile overall in terms of our strategy across the agency? How do we make sure that we're expending these our resources in the most efficient way, and that we're making some smart decisions and building apps or mobile websites or mobile web apps or text message services that is actually meeting the needs of our constituents? So it's really kind of going to that higher level strategy is what I'm hearing a lot about. And people are looking for examples of other agencies who are doing a good job. And I'll quickly pitch out our mobile gov wiki, which is mobilegovwiki.howto.gov, and that's where we're starting to collect a lot of these different resources available so that people can start doing that sharing.